USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. So far, so good for former President Trump's fundraising since his indictment in Miami. Trump's team says it raised more than $2 million at Tuesday's big-ticket event in Bedminster, New Jersey, after the indictment, and about $4.5 million from small donors online. But could Trump have avoided indictment on the documents? The Washington Post reports Trump attorney Christopher Keis asked Trump last fall if he could negotiate a settlement with the Justice Department, but Trump said no. Former federal prosecutor Shan Wu says the Post's report rings true.
Any good white-collar defense counsel would have tried to simply say, look, this is an accident, it's oversight, let us return these documents. It really illustrates how Trump is in a situation very much of his own making by refusing to cooperate.
Trump's legal team, including Keis, is not commenting on the Post story. More severe weather is coming to the Central Plains and Southwest today, putting about 45 million people in jeopardy. Tens of thousands across the South, from Mississippi to Florida, are still without power after yesterday's strong storms. And parts of Wisconsin and Minnesota will be dealing with more smoke from wildfires in Canada. Positive but difficult. That's how Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky describes the new counteroffensive against Russia.
Our heroic people, our troops, who are now at the front of the front line, are facing very tough resistance.
Zelensky, through an interpreter talking to NBC, his comments come as Russian President Putin admitted his forces lack some resources, including high-precision ammunition to take down drones. Twitter's getting evicted from its offices in Boulder, Colorado over unpaid rent. But in Denver, a happy scene. The Nuggets and their fans get ready to celebrate their NBA championship with a parade through downtown. This is USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Looks like there might be a plea deal for the man accused of killing 5 and wounding 17 at a Colorado Springs nightclub last year. Lawyers in the case are not talking, but several survivors tell the Associated Press they've been notified of the possible deal that would put Anderson Aldrich in prison for life. Aldrich has also talked to AP reporters from prison, expressing remorse for the shootings at Club Q, saying he has to take responsibility for what happened. In the mountains of western Virginia, a county supervisor is apologizing after going after a man over a protest involving book banning.
It all started when Billy Martin said he saw citizen Danny Goad holding a sign along a busy roadway in Cloverdale that read, "Martin allows porn for children in libraries." Martin is seeking re-election to the board and says the sign was politically motivated to prevent him from being re-elected. Martin told 10 News, "I've been avoiding any kind of confrontation and I had been avoiding it for some time, but when I saw this, I was over the top." Martin faces charges for assault and battery after confronting Goad. Goad says the Pawtucket County Board of Supervisors can do more to remove the book from the library. Martin will appear in court in July. I'm Rebecca Hughes.
Just weeks after Nevada eliminated the statute of limitations on civil sexual assault abuse cases involving adults, 9 women have filed a suit against Bill Cosby. The allegations of the 9 go back as far as 1969. Cosby's lawyer says it's all about greed. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.